Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
The Half-Life of Facts, Why Everything We Know Has an Expiration Date, by Samuel Arbesman, narrated by Sean Pratt. Chapter 1. The Half-Life of Facts. When my grandfather was in dental school in the late 1930s, he was taught state-of-the-art medical knowledge. He learned all about anatomy, many aspects of biochemistry, and cell biology. He was also taught the number of chromosomes in a human cell. The problem was, he learned that it was 48. Biologists had first visualized the nuclei of human cells in 1912 and counted these 48 chromosomes, and it was duly entered into the textbooks. In 1953, a well-known cytologist, someone who studies the interior of cells, even said that the diploid chromosome number of 48 in man can now be considered an established fact. But in 1956, Joe Hin Chio and Albert Levan, two researchers working at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York and the Cancer Chromosome Laboratory in Sweden, decided to try a recently created technique for looking at cells. After counting over and over, they nearly always got only 46 chromosomes. Previous researchers, who Chio and Levan spoke with after receiving their results, turned out to have been having similar problems. These other scientists had even stopped some of their work prematurely.